Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today are Mark Grewal, president and CEO of S&W Seed Company, as well as the company's chief operating officer, Dennis Jury. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is S-A-N-W. Thanks for joining us today there, gentlemen.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
So for some of our listeners that didn't catch our interview from last year, can you provide us with an intro and overview of the company?
Certainly. S&W Seed Company is the largest producer and distributor of alfalfa seeds in the world. We produce or grow seed in the Western United States, Canada, and Australia. Our seed varieties are sold in more than 30 countries across the globe. And for those people who are not familiar, alfalfa seeds are utilized to grow alfalfa hay that is primarily used as forage for dairy and beef cattle and other livestock. It is the fourth largest crop in the world, and each year that would be behind corn, wheat, and soybeans. And there's approximately 70 million acres of alfalfa planted globally each year. We're thankful we've got Dennis here from Australia. He just came in, so if there's any specific questions, he'll be able to answer those from our Australian operation.
Sure. So in terms of, some of your recent news, can you guys talk about the recent agreement there, for the Ukraine-Russia as well as acquisition earlier from, Vestige Genetics?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it over to Dennis. Dennis was the lead on the SVG acquisition located out of Brisbane, and I'll let him take over that. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, look, we recently expanded into the hybrid sorghum and sunflower seed market. Sunflower in particular, approximately 60% of the global sunflower market is based in two countries, being Ukraine and Russia. A few weeks ago, we announced a new license agreement for production and marketing of two sunflower varieties for the Ukraine and Russia, as well as Belarus, Georgia, and Kazakhstan. So it was for the seed company with significant distribution throughout that region. This license chose to move forward with our varieties due to the diversity and strength of the two varieties and the breeding program as a whole. In addition, we believe there's potential to move forward with them to expand our alfalfa business as well, highlighting the complementarity between these crops from a distribution point of view.
So what are some of the key trends that you're focusing on right now in the sector, and how's the company positioned there to capitalize?
Well, I mean, as always, it's a population growth. It's a protein play. So the most important items are estimated that the world will need to increase food production by between 60 and 100% by 2050 to meet a roughly 30% increase in the overall population. So this disconnect between the amount of food needed and what we have today, global distribution is probably the most paramount question on what's going to happen, in the next 30 years.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So in terms of, what are some of the factors that you feel make S&W unique from some of the other players in the sector and able to capitalize on that?
What's unique about us is that we focus on crops in the world that are needed for protein, that are forages that complement our approach to the protein play, but can be grown in more marginal soils, salt, tougher water conditions, and even some of the cropping that Dennis just got us in use less water than other crops, and yet you still maintain the same types of yield on a per acre or per hectare basis. So I think our focus is into where the expansion is going to be in the world, Africa, and South America, and parts of Asia, and those tropical environments and also the desert environments and areas where water is not of the best quality, and how are we going to grow crops and feed the animals and the humans in those areas. So that's our main focus.
Certainly, and what are the key goals and milestones that you guys are hoping to accomplish over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, we can't do too much forward-looking, declare what our strategy is, but if you look at the past history of what we've done together, if we go backwards and look at going public in 2010, purchasing Imperial Valley Seeds in 2012, and prior to that actually taking out our distributor, Genetics International, prior to that, purchasing the germplasm from Gertsen Seed Company, and Dennis joining us in 2013 as we acquired Seed Genetics International, and then Pioneer in December of 2014 in their alfalfa portfolio, and now Dennis just completed the SVG. You can see the trail and the path that we're taking in seed companies. I think the most important thing to understand is that as we build our proprietary seed business, the critical components of this with the IP and the plant patents or licensing rights, these will all enhance our global distribution into the world and make us much more valuable to those 5 to 7 majors that own, 70% of all the seed companies in the world.
Great, and perhaps you guys can talk a little bit about, your background and experience and, new management team.
Dennis, you want to?
Yeah, sure. Well, look, all of us in the senior management team have been in the seed industry for a long time, 25 to 30 years, so we've got a real depth of experience there. And mostly all of us have been particularly focused on the export market, which is a unique market to deal in. It's, the domestic market in the US is probably, fairly straightforward, but dealing in the export markets in the Middle East and North Africa, presents challenges, but we've got really good experience there. And then, like with SVG, again, we've brought in two industry stalwarts that know the grain sorghum and sunflower markets really well and have got distribution channels into new areas such as Eastern Europe and through into Ukraine that add potential for alfalfa from S&W as well. So it's opening doors to new markets for the company as a whole. Mark, you might want to comment more about the original S&W management yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just echo what Dennis said. In our vocation and area of expertise, we're second to none. So we picked up excellent management capabilities out of the Pioneer, excellent capabilities out of Seed Genetics, excellent capabilities out of Imperial Valley, and all the top managers out of S&W Seed. And you form that team, and it's it's kind of like a LeBron James team or a Jack Welch General Electric team. So we're very proud of the management, their capabilities and leadership and their education and their experience in the alfalfa and 4-H programs of the world.
Great. So when it comes to investors in the financial community, what are some of the drivers there that you wish perhaps investors, better understood about the company?
Well, the biggest thing is we get tied to corn a lot of times, and our product line should really not be tied to corn. So if you traced, the corn and its pricing up and down, it's not really in concert with what Dennis and I deal with in the alfalfa regions of the world, there's approximately 75 million pounds of alfalfa seed in the non-dormant area that is sold each year, and there's another 75 million of the dormant alfalfa seed that's sold each year. So there's 150 million pounds of seed sold every year. And then we're sitting here in the state of California. It's the second largest crop in the entire state behind almonds. There's 1 million acres of hay here. So These are very large crops. There's 20 to 24 million acres of alfalfa hay grown in the United States alone. It takes a lot of seed. And so we can't be tied up with other commodities. We're a separate, cropping that goes on every single year. The dairy cows have to have alfalfa hay in their diet. They eat about 8 to 10 pounds of hay every single day of their lives. And this is a bigger play than do you want to use corn or do you want to use wheat or do you want to use some other product as a mix and a blend and a feed blend depending on pricing. They're going to have hay in that diet no matter what.
Right. So once again, joining us today are Mark Riewald, the president and CEO of S&W Seed Co., as well as the company's chief operating officer, Dennis Jury. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol SANW, currently trading at $4.29 a share. Market cap is north of $70 million. And before we conclude here, gentlemen, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
I think it's of extremely solid value in the marketplace right now. Our asset base from Australia through Idaho into California and our global reach and distribution is second to none in alfalfa. So I think there brings a lot of high value opportunity. And as we expand and our footprint in seeds with our proprietary varieties, I think that's going to add the IP type things and the technical side that people are looking at when they want to buy a stock.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you guys for taking the time to join us today and update our investor audience on S&W Seed Co. It's always good to have you on.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your efforts and time.
Thank you.